Influencing change through appreciative inquiry. Influencing other people can have a ripple effect. It can start small, and then the efforts begin to grow and grow. Of course, we want to influence other people in a positive manner, not a negative one. Through appreciative inquiry, we can influence others by not only being positive ourselves, but helping other people make changes in their lives and be a more positive person too, using strengths to solve challenges. Every problem or challenge is different. Some of them we can handle on our own. Some of them require help from others. Whatever the case, we know that we can solve the problem the best way we know how by using our inner strengths. Maybe you think well when you look at the big picture, or you see a step-by-step approach toward any solution. The key is to find what your strength is and use it to your advantage. Use appreciative inquiry to ask yourself what kind of strengths have worked for you before. Ask yourself how you felt when you used them to solve a problem, and remember how confident you felt afterwards. These appreciative inquiry exercises will help you to get to the root of the problem and then help you determine how to solve it. Confidence will promote positive change. The perception you have of yourself not only affects how other people see you, but it can affect how you view the world and act in it. Sometimes we can't control these things, such as embarrassing moments or recent mistakes, but there are many things we can do that can boost our confidence. When we remember our earlier successes or imagine a goal we want to achieve, we get an instant confidence boost and can feel better about the choices we make. When we are confident in ourselves, we are more apt to make positive changes without being fearful and without our own criticism. Tips to build confidence. Dress nicely. Present confident body language. Offer your opinion and insights. Compliment other people. It makes you feel good too. Inquiry is a seed of change. Many things in our lives have changed so much and continue to grow over time. But what makes them change? What steps do they take to make something different? We'd be surprised to know that the simplest way to make changes is to ask a question. Inquiry is the seed of change because it brings up the mental question of what if? What if cell phones didn't just make calls, but sent a message of typed text? What if we sold fries with our hamburger and called it a combo meal? What if new customers received a 10% discount when they sign with us? Through appreciative inquiry, anyone can ask a question that seeks to find another type of thinking. When different types of thinkers come together, it can create various types of changes that can alter how we view many things in our lives. People will gravitate towards what is expected of them. When you look for a job opening in the one ads, what type of ads do you notice first? Chances are you read the ones that mention your type of skill set, such as a secretary, a chef, or even a construction worker. You feel confident reading these ads first because you know that they are in your area of skills and you're confident you can do the job. The same effect is true for anyone else. When people have an idea of what is expected of them, they are more likely to drift toward that persona. If we are positive and helpful in our own actions, people will naturally want to join in when we encourage them to feel the same way. They feel as though they are expected to feel more positive, upbeat, or confident, so they begin to review how they do things and gravitate towards a different way of doing things. Case study. Alan was having trouble with solving a problem in the company's budget plan. He was feeling stumped and didn't know what he could do to find a solution. He took a few minutes to remember his strengths, such as complex math skills and attention to detail. He kept reminding himself of his skills and began to feel confident in his ability to finish the problem. Feeling more confident, he was able to dig deeper into the budget and see if anything was out of the ordinary. He had solved a similar problem before, so he knew he could be the one to find the issue. After several more attempts, he found an error in the report that was causing him to come up short. Relieved at what he had found, Alan wondered why he doubted himself in the first place. Using our strengths to help us solve problems promotes what? Confidence. Insanity. Negativity. Boredom.